Раскрою секрет, на меня не обидится коллега. В ходе награждения один из награждаемых мне шепнул: мы победим, но смелее надо. Очень хочется.
Но возникает вопрос. Еще смелее?
И здесь, так же как в экономике, есть свои риски, цена которым потери на поле боя с нашей стороны. Поэтому здесь тоже будем действовать аккуратно, но настойчиво и последовательно, добиваясь поставленных перед страной целей. И мы их добьемся.
This is my video update on this Monday afternoon, July the 27th, coming to you from Athens, Greece. Let's talk about some news. And we are going to start things off with a new ceasefire proposal from the United States and Ukraine. And this proposal that they are floating out to Russia and to Russian President Vladimir Putin is a ceasefire in the skies. A no-fly zone from both sides, I guess you could call this this ceasefire proposal. No drones from either side, no fighter jets from either side, no missiles. Both sides agree to stop any and all air operations. This is a proposal that I believe Putin talked about in an event about a month ago, that he was giving some sort of an air operations ceasefire, which Russia had rejected, but the United States and Ukraine, they will float out this proposal to Russia once again. Maybe they've made some changes to it. Maybe they've made some amendments. But this is what they will give to Russia. And I have no doubt that Russia will once again reject this latest proposal from the United States and Ukraine. Zelensky will be traveling to D.C. on Tuesday to attend Lindsey Graham's funeral, which is just the cover story, attending Lindsey Graham's funeral. The real reason that he is going to D.C. to meet with U.S. President Trump, he will meet with U.S. President Trump under the cover of a funeral for Lindsey Graham, but he has to meet with President Trump so they could talk about the catastrophic situation with Ukraine and see what they will do next. I imagine they're going to give this proposal to Russia. The media will hype it up. Russia will reject this proposal. The media will then say that Russia continues to reject peace. Zelensky will be given his scripts from the script writers in DC and in LA, in New York. And he will talk about how Russia is rejecting peace, and they will also coordinate the escalation or ramp up the air escalation, more drones into Russia, more drones and whatever missiles they have targeting whatever facilities they can target and hit in order to try and force Putin into some sort of an air operations ceasefire agreement. That is how all of this is going to go down. That is why the collective West has been going after Wildberries, for example, the e-commerce online retailer and warehouses, logistic hubs. They've been targeted so that they can try to strong arm Putin, to force Putin into an air operations ceasefire.
The Telegraph actually admitted this as well when they interviewed the drone commander, who said that our drone operations targeting the Wildberries factories is all about causing pain to Russian citizens. They want Putin to agree to all of this. An air operation ceasefire would give the collective West in Ukraine the time and space that it would need to rearm, to resupply, to significantly slow down Russia's momentum, especially with the capture of Donbass, Slavyansk and Kramatorsk, the full capture of Donbass. It would slow it down significantly. And of course, it would give the collective West time to figure out Ukraine's air defenses. The depletion of Patriot missile interceptors and stuff like that. And who knows, maybe even lead to a coalition of the willing force entering Ukraine under the guise of some sort of a ceasefire agreement, which is something that Macron and Starmer, now I imagine Burnham will say the same thing. A ceasefire means that we can send forces into Ukraine. That is what Macron and Starmer would always say, and then Burnham will pick up where Starmer left off. But anyway, that is the plan, the latest plan from the U.S. and Ukraine. Also an admission from the Trump administration that they are not a neutral mediator in all of this. They are very much fueling, funding, running this entire proxy war. Look, for the Trump administration, things are getting desperate. For Ukraine, things are getting catastrophic and desperate. But for the Trump administration, things are getting very desperate because Trump is at risk of losing two wars. He will be a president of the United States who is at risk of losing the war against Iran and also losing the war against Russia in Ukraine. So that is what the Trump administration is facing. We had Putin speaking at Navy Day yesterday, giving a speech to naval commanders and military officials. Putin talked about the Arctic. He talked about collective West piracy, and he also talked about the West of Ukraine. His statements on collective West piracy was interesting. He's speaking to the Navy, Putin basically said that the collective West is engaged in piracy. They are seizing ships, and that Russia must protect their ships. But protect their ships with caution. That is what Putin told the I can barely make that out, but I'll see it in editing. But Putin said that the piracy must be stopped, but it must be done cautiously. In such cases, of course, we must act cautiously within the framework of international maritime law, but decisively. Just as piracy and pirates must be fought, Putin has stated, I hope for your effective work in this field, protecting our fleet, he told naval commanders. Gotta fight the piracy. The pirates of the West. The pirates of the collective West. Gotta follow maritime law, international law. Of which there is none. International law, maritime law, that's all gone. We are in the wild, wild west. We are in pirate world, President Putin. So he also talked about the west of Ukraine, and that was probably the most interesting statement, or at least the statement that is drawing the most attention from analysts. A statement that he has said before. He's made the statement in the past, actually, about the west of Ukraine. But Putin told the commanders in attendance that eventually in a couple of months or a year, I believe he said a year, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, the west of Ukraine and all of the regions that make up the west of Ukraine will eventually return to their rightful home, to their rightful place. He is referencing, of course, Poland and Romania, Hungary, and these territories that were placed inside of Ukraine after World War II, and eventually history, time will resolve this historic decision that was taken back then. But his timeline was all over the place. 1 year, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years. That's what Putin said. He said this before in the past, though. And this could be seen as Putin dropping a hint as to how far the SMO will go. Maybe it is Putin saying, you know what, the SMO is not going to go all the way to the borders with Poland. So we're telling you, Poland and Hungary and all you guys, feel free to grab what you want. Maybe this is Putin trolling them, creating division or something like that amongst the countries that are bordering Ukraine and have a historical claim to those territories. I don't see Poland or Hungary or Romania doing anything at this moment in time. But maybe in 5 years, maybe in 10 years, something could happen. But the statement is provocative, I guess, even though it's nothing new from Putin, and there's really no specific details outside of just him talking about the history of that region. He said, "I am confident that sooner or later, Ukraine will lose these Western territories, lands that once belonged to Poland, Hungary, and Romania. It may not happen tomorrow or the day after tomorrow. It may take 1 year, 2 years, 10 years, 15 years, but history will ultimately put everything back in its place," the president said. Russia was the only guarantor of Ukraine's territorial integrity, but Kiev declared Moscow its enemy. Russian President Putin said there was only one guarantor of Ukraine's territorial integrity. It was Russia, but they decided it was necessary, possible, and beneficial for them to declare Russia their enemy. So that was Putin's statement during Navy Day. And I feel like I'm forgetting something with the story on the ceasefire, the air ceasefire. I feel like I'm leaving something out. Anyway, maybe I'll remember it as the video goes along. So I mentioned that Zelensky will be in D.C. He will meet with President Trump. Le Goblin Verd is doing all kinds of interviews, by the way. He had his interview with Laura Loomer. The UK media is really promoting that interview big time. The UK media is all over Le Goblin Verd. They are promoting the Green Goblin very, very hard. And Sky News, they interviewed Le Goblin Verd yesterday, or at least it was aired yesterday. And it's the same format that Zelensky had with Laura Loomer, where they sit outside, the outdoor format, to show an outdoorsy, relaxed Green Goblin. hanging out outside with reporters. Show a sense of calm. But Alensky talked about expanding the war. So Sky News asked Alensky about Iran and the recent attack against Iran, and Alensky he justified the attack against Iran by saying it was a response to Iran handing over drones and drone technology back in 2022 at the start of the SMO. And he said that Iran had attacked Ukraine because they handed over the drone technology and drones to Russia. And so Iran had attacked Ukraine. Therefore, Ukraine is allowed to attack Iran. And he also threw in North Korea just for good measure to further expand the conflict, right? It's not only Iran that attacked Ukraine, according to Le Gopinvert, but North Korea also has attacked Ukraine. And therefore, Ukraine can attack all of these countries. They are participants in the conflict. They are fair game. And I guess you could say the reverse. The reverse also holds. If the collective West is handing, well, almost slipped. If the collective West is handing over the weapons and the satellite, the intel, the targeting, the mercenaries, the list goes on and on and on, then they are also fair game, right? Green Goblin? Is that the Green Goblin's logic? I believe it is. He would like that. Alensky would like to expand the war to include everybody. That's the only way at this moment in time that he can save his hide. As if he expands the war and turns it into a big world war. He's been trying to do that from day one, actually. Since the conflict started, he has been trying to bog down the United States as much as he can, to involve NATO as much as he can. Remember when the S-300 interceptor fell in Poland? It killed two or three farmers. And he started to shout, Article 5, Article 5. Article 5, Doliak, Article 5, NATO, Article 5. And then it was revealed that the S-300 was a Ukrainian. It wasn't a Russian missile or a Russian drone. It was a Ukrainian S-300, and it was Ukraine that misfired and attacked Poland. Then everyone forgot about it, right? Everyone just said, whatever. Let's not talk about it anymore. But for a brief moment, there was this Article 5 scare, right? And Alensky was pushing it. So yeah, he would very much like to expand the conflict, no doubt about it. Even North Korea involved in the conflict for Le Gopinvert. Make it a full-on world war. So yeah, that's what I wanted to say. Now I remembered. The air operations idea that they're going, the air operation ceasefire idea that they're going to throw at Putin speaks to their desperation in that their only path to getting out of this big L that they are about to suffer is to try and fool Putin into agreeing to another type of Minsk or Istanbul 2022 or something like that. It's not going to work, but this is their strategy now. Can we get Putin? Because we know that Putin, this is what they're saying, we know that Putin always prefers a diplomatic solution and a negotiated solution. He always leans that way, rightly so, by the way. So can we get him to agree to this air ceasefire, which we will then take advantage of and exploit? another Minsk, one, Minsk two. Istanbul 2022, Alaska. This is what they're betting on now. And they've narrowed it down to just an air ceasefire. Their thinking, I guess, is that this will make it easier for Putin and Russia to accept the ceasefire if we just narrow it down to just air operations, which is where Russia is doing a tremendous amount of damage to Ukraine. They've blockaded Odessa. They've blockaded, they control the Black Sea now. They blockaded the entire Black Sea. They've got the FAB bombs working, devastating those FAB bombs. They're striking Kiev whenever they want, anywhere they want. Collective West has run out of interceptors and Patriot missiles. Anyway, that's what I wanted to say about that. And we'll see what comes out of the Green Goblin's meeting with Trump. Trump is, he's really pushing it, you know? That Alensky curse, he is really, really pushing it. I don't know why I filmed that pigeon. I just wanted to film the pigeon. Anyway, he's pushing it big time. He's already got a lot of Alensky curse on him from all the meetings with Le Goblin Vert. But another meeting with Le Goblin Vert in the White House, Trump is taking a huge risk. I think in all my years in Greece, I have never seen that fountain work. Ever. Ever, ever, ever. So that's a new one. So yeah, if I was advising Trump, I would tell Trump, please, Mr. President, no more contact with the Green Goblin. Please, Mr. President, why do you take such risks? So Axios has an article with the title, Trump to meet Alensky at the White House Tuesday. And way down in the article, Axios decided to talk about the Loomer interview. A far-right activist and close ally met Alensky. It says Laura Loomer, far-right activist and close ally, met Alensky in Kiev last week after years of minimizing Russia's invasion and opposing U.S. support for Ukraine. Loomer said she had been bamboozled by Russian propaganda. Trump shared her interview with Alensky on True Social, writing, "Very good." Trump did share Loomer's post on the interview, and it still only got 1.5 million. It's probably more than 1.5 million by now, but yesterday it was 1.5 million. Maybe it's at 2 million now. It's about 200,000 views. Best case scenario on YouTube. That's how it translates a view on X to YouTube. 2 million views on an X video is probably about 200,000 views on YouTube. Probably less, but I'll give it the benefit of the doubt. Trump did post that on Truth. Didn't help boost the views. But bamboozled? Bamboozled. All right. You've been bamboozled. Bamboozled by Russia. Congratulations, you've been bamboozled by Russian propaganda. It's weird that Axios mentions this interview in their article. It's very weird. Oh, boy. They're really trying to push this interview. Really, really trying to push the about face, the change of heart. She used to be bamboozled by Russian propaganda. Now she supports Le Goblin Vert, from bamboozled to supporting the Green Goblin. All right. So that's that. The Sky News interview outside of Alensky talking about expanding the conflict, which I do not recommend. As I said in my video update yesterday, Russia, Putin has a maximum restraint policy. Iran does not have a maximum restraint policy. So you better be careful, Green Goblin. Be careful what you wish for. Expanding the war in order to save yourself, to save your power, to further bog down and entrench the United States in not one, but two unwinnable wars, which you now combine into one. But you're dealing with the United States that is depleted. And they have said that they are depleted of weapons. Alensky also told Sky News that he wants to build a big drone factory in Britain, offer new technologies and share them with our partners. Of course, we're ready to share all our experience with the UK, and I hope that the UK will do the same. Isn't that nice of Le Gobelin Vert? He's so kind. He's so nice, thinking of the people of Britain. Hey, listen, people of Britain. What I want to do, I want to build a drone factory in Britain. You give me money. You give me lots of money. I build a factory in Britain for you. Of course, you will build it. And you will do all the work. But I'm building this factory for you. Now give me the money so I can build this factory for you. Anyway, Iran, they have responded to Alensky's attack on an Iranian cargo ship. And they have responded to Alensky's rhetoric of continuing to go after Iran and expanding the war to include Iran. And we had a post from the foreign minister, Araghchi, who said on X, Araghchi said on, okay, yeah, I could walk through. What did Araghchi say? He said, Zelensky has attacked an Iranian commercial vessel, killing a sailor, a blatant UN charter violation done at Israel's behest to drag Europe into its war. In calls with EU high rep Kallas and Foreign Minister Lavrov, made clear that what the freeloader in Kiev did cannot go unanswered. Cannot go unanswered is in all caps, and he called Alensky the freeloader in Kiev. We also had an Iranian official post on X, any attack on Iran always comes with a cost, and that remains true today. The US and Israel are well aware of this. Ukraine too may soon come to understand that Iran does not let actions go unanswered. The list of those who have miscalculated continues to increase. Iran's statements. 11 herbs and spices, everybody. 11 herbs and spices. That's impressive. All right. Let's turn down the audio. Let's turn down the audio and we'll talk about Iran. All right, let's discuss Trump and Iran, because the collective West media is saying that Trump has come to the end of the road. He's come to the boys to men end of the road. U.S. President Trump.
Red Cross.
This place is new. I like it. I like it a lot. Canteen. Yellow canteen. We all live in a yellow canteen. A yellow canteen. The end of the road for Trump, according to CNN. At every fork in the road on Iran, Trump's choices get worse. Yeah, Trump is—he's stuck, according to CNN. Basically, what this article is saying, and what most of the Collective West articles are now reporting, is that U.S. weapons stockpiles are depleted. This is what they're reporting, even though Mr. Waltz may disagree, and anyone who disagrees with Waltz should go to prison, right? But anyway, that's what they're reporting. Not me. I'm just saying what they're saying, Mr. Waltz. I'm just reporting what they're reporting. But stockpile is depleted. And the airstrikes, according to this article, have done whatever they're supposed to do. They've run their course, according to this article. Whatever the airstrikes were meant to do, they've accomplished it. And any more airstrikes, they don't really move the needle. Even Axios is saying top U.S. military commander in Middle East advised halting Hormuz bombing. Now, what were those airstrikes supposed to do? What were they meant to accomplish? We don't really know, do we? My sense is that those airstrikes were a way of trying to force Iran to capitulate when it came to the Strait of Hormuz. You just launch airstrikes into Hormuz and you hope that Iran says enough. Okay, enough. We'll hand over control of the strait to you, President Trump. Another thing that the airstrikes might have tried to accomplish, or were trying to accomplish, is to soften up the region for an eventual operation. Ground forces, Kurdish ground forces, some operation towards Pickaxe Mountain, some operation of special forces entering Iran and taking the enriched uranium again, which they've done before, allegedly, and we know how that turned out, allegedly, but the strikes might have been all about that, preparing the way for some sort of big operation, historic military operation, the likes of which have never been seen in the history of warfare, according to Trump. But the commanders are saying enough. Enough of the airstrikes. There's not much more we can do. So that is why CNN is saying that Trump is at a fork in the road. Trump finds himself back in familiar spot. He's tried to coerce Iranian concessions with intensified attacks, but this plan is not working any better now than it did after the initial round of fighting. He could increase the pressure by deploying ground troops, a move that might take advantage of the U.S. military edge, but this would risk significant U.S. casualties in an already deeply unpopular war. CNN also goes on to say that Oman and Iran are negotiating on the Strait of Hormuz, something that I talked about yesterday. CNN is one day behind me. and it points out that whatever Oman and Iran may agree to, Trump may not lack it. He may like it, but he may not like it. But they are negotiating. This could all be a head fake as well. All of these articles coming out about the United States out of weapons, the United States out of options. The military commanders, Kane, telling Trump, enough, it's over. There's not much more we can do. We need to step back. We need to put the operation on hold. This could all be some sort of a head fake, more trickery from the U.S. And maybe they do end up launching something against Iran, some sort of trickery operation. Don't discount that. I've always said that the Trump administration is an administration of foreign policy trickery. The Iran war casualty count eclipses 600 as Pentagon quietly changes accounting. This is coming from CNN. The Pentagon updated its war casualty database Saturday, recording more than 140 additionally wounded and restoring the four soldiers killed due to Iranian strikes last week, amid questions about a lack of transparency over the war's toll. So that's the situation with Iran. Let's move into clown world territory. Ugh. That's not clean water. That is not clean water. All right, let's continue to walk and talk. Which way? What do you guys think? That way, that way. Let's walk that way and then that way. So let's talk about Trump's latest Truth Social posts. Boy, did he post a lot of stuff on Truth yesterday. Either he's posting this stuff or his interns are posting this stuff. If his interns are posting these images on Truth Social, then it seems like they're testing out like image AI, image apps or image sites, because some of the images that they post, they post the same thing three times with different images. So maybe they're testing out the AI or something. I don't know what's going on. But wow, did Trump post a lot of images yesterday on Truth Social, a lot. Or Trump's team posted a lot of images on Truth Social. And they're all movie-focused. They're memes and they're movie-focused, which for me makes me very happy, because it confirms, supports my reporting on the Trump administration and these wars. They're very cinematic. They're very movie oriented. And that's what we got yesterday. A whole lot of movie posters, right? Movie themes. And we start off with, I think, my personal favorite, which was an image of Trump with a Star Trek symbol. And the name of the movie is Cosmic Commander, coming soon. Cosmic Commander, it says, leadership, destiny, beyond. I'm trying to zoom in to see who's starring in Cosmic Commander. Stellar Pictures, Future Frontier, Galactic Visions, Cosmic Commander. Who stars in Cosmic Commander? Ah, starring Donald J. Trump, Madison Starr, Xander Vale, Lyra Nova, Orion Prime, and the United Front. It's an IMAX. Cosmic Commander. This summer in movie theaters, the entire world is at stake, and only one man, the entire universe is in jeopardy, and only one man can save this universe from the axis of evil. That man is Donald J. Trump as Cosmic Commander, starring Sean Penn as President Trump, and introducing Justin Trudeau as his sidekick, with Katy Perry, special appearance by Katy Perry as the singing cosmonaut, Cosmic Commander. Let's see, we have the strike on Karg. I was about to say the strike on Khan. Khan! That would be a good movie, The Wrath of Khan, the strike on Karg. The Wrath of Khan, the strike on Karg. Karg. I don't know if it's a Star Trek theme or a Pirates of the Caribbean theme. I guess it could go both ways. Strike on Karg. It could be a pirate theme or it could be a Star Trek theme, depending on how you want to take it. Strike on Karg. You have this one, Trump. Trump X Washington, a time travel epic. And it has Trump pulling up, I guess, time traveler George Washington. In theaters this summer, George Washington travels to the future, where he is being hunted down, and only one man can save the first president of the United States. And that man is Donald J. Trump. Oh, yeah, yeah. Ridiculous, man. He posted a meme, Guardian of the World. Then he posted Guardian Angel of the World. Then Guardians of the World. He also posted It's Our Oil Tanker with three or four different images. So they're testing AIs, it seems. Which AI is better? Is Grok, ChatGPT, Claude, which AI gives me a better meme? And then he posted this one, which is kind of troubling, actually. I don't know if this is a warning, a cry for help. I'm not sure, but he posted an image of himself with Kennedy in front of the White House. Not sure what to make of that one. Anyway, let's do one more Clown World, and let's talk about Lindsey Graham and his movie, or his videos that have come out. I'm not sure if this is some sort of a documentary or whatever, but a bunch of videos were released of Lindsey Graham, the life and times of Lindsey. I guess all of this was released to honor him before his ceremony on Tuesday or Wednesday, whenever his ceremony is taking place. But that shows Lindsey Graham talking about how he loves war, his happiness that the war against Iran was launched, his happiness that Trump decided to go to war with Iran. Lindsey Graham saying that he's been trying to go to a war with Iran forever, and that Trump finally did it. And he was very happy about that. He said Trump loves to blow stuff up. We have that video clip. We have a video clip of Lindsey talking to Netanyahu on the phone. And then he said that he will ask Trump to join the Lebanon war. Allegedly, this video was recorded days before he died. And there's another video of Lindsey Graham predicting that the Iran regime would collapse in a couple of weeks, 3 to 4 weeks, it would collapse with the U.S. strikes and the U.S. pressure, a prediction that obviously did not happen, which showcases, these videos showcase that Lindsey Graham was not the sharpest knife in the drawer and that he loved war. He was a psycho. He loved conflict and his predictions about victories and collapses and all of that stuff were always wrong. Anyway, that's the video, everybody. Do I have anything else for today? Nope, that is it. TheDuran.locals.com. We are on Rumble and X, Telegram. Go to the Duran shop, pick up some merch. We are also on Substack, so check us out on Substack as well. And I should say this at the beginning of the video, but I will say it now. Thank you for liking this video. Smash that like button. Thank you for subscribing to this channel. If you're not subscribed to this channel, then if you liked this video, please subscribe. And of course, obliterate that hype button. And thank you to everyone that is obliterating the YouTube hype button. I will see everyone tomorrow. Take care.